The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents Jadco and You.
If a crap or a ganja, that's for that. Perform and answer, that's for that. No jokes via what he just, that's for that. No, no, to go.
Please say no to doping and then you will start coping. Don't play fair and then take care.
Mission accomplished. Jamaican junior athletes have received the message and they are sharing it with others. We don't need dope to cope. Stay tuned to today's edition of Jadco and You for highlights of the 2017 Junior Athletes Anti-Doping Education Workshops. Since 2014, the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, has hosted its Junior Athletes Anti-Doping Education Workshops annually. This year's series was bigger and better than ever. During the month of October, workshops were held at four locations: the Jamaica Conference Center in Kingston, the Golf View Hotel in Manchester, the Wexford Hotel in St. James, and the Cardiff Hotel and Spa in St. Anne. Over 400 secondary school student athletes and their support personnel attended the events. During the first workshop, held at the Jamaica Conference Center in Kingston, the winners of the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission's poster competition were awarded. Kadia Price, a fifth-form student from Montego Bay High School, received the top prize of $30,000 and a trophy.
I decided to enter this competition because though I don't do sports, I do have a love for sports because I find it very entertaining and it's a good way to express my knowledge of the effects of doping and anti-doping. And doing art, it always just made me able to express myself, so doing this was really delighting.
Poster competition winner, Kadia Price. During the workshops, participants obtained information on a variety of topics, including the role and functions of JADCO, making ethical decisions, anti-doping rule violations and sanctions, the doping control process, and the health consequences of doping. The workshops were not only empowering, they were also entertaining. Participants got the opportunity to showcase their creativity and win spot prizes for participating in a variety of activities.
So we don't need no jobs, eh, jobs with jobs, eh. We gotta just do it jobs free. That's what I am doing till you all can see, yeah. When I step out on the field and you wanna miss me, I was starting to do it just like a pro, yeah. I say high and I never go low, you know, stay up the top, they ain't gonna jump, yeah.
Junior athletes benefited extensively from the workshops.
Every athlete have a responsibility and a right for what they take. After a competition, they can test you whether you're in running or not. And as you finish, you have the right to ask them for time to cool down before you can go in the doping process.
Fair play and honesty is one of the most important policies in sports. What is sports if you don't have good sportsmanship?
Westwood High School student Brittany Wilson and before her, Calabar High student Christopher Taylor. The support personnel who attended the workshops also learned important lessons.
I now understand that there are some times when you talk about missed tests and things like those, it just doesn't happen as well you might think out there. You have to get some more facts to understand all the operation of JADCO and the other entities that goes along with JADCO.
If you should bend the tree from its young, then those athletes would learn it at an early level. And they would be more aware of how to go about understanding of what they should eat. And they also have an understanding that whatever enters their body would be their responsibility.
Teacher at Fair Prospect High School, Robert Hamilton, and before him, coach at Kemsil High School, Hanif Mahabir. Secondary school athletes and support personnel. The 2018 Junior Athletes Anti-Doping Education Workshops will be held at four locations across the island during the month of October. Looking forward to seeing you next year. To learn more about JADCO's initiatives, contact their offices by calling 929-3500 or visiting 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. You may also log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also check out our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages. This has been JADCO and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.